Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Hile. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fifth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Thormudsgaard. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The DH, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sheldon Mallory. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jim Umbarger. And now, play ball. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terrell. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Terrell steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Terrell moves to third. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile strikes out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Scott steals second. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Page reaches second base with a double. Scott scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jerry Tabb pinch hits for Dick Allen. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thormudsgaard fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thormudsgaard fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Thormudsgaard. Tabb moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a fly ball into right field. Mallory settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Williams reaches second base with a double. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory bunts towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thormudsgaard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground for a single. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Page hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabb is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabb takes first base on ball 4. Page moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Terrell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-1 in the game. Hile hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock takes first base on ball 4. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 0-for-0 in the game. Mallory is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. Terrell moves to second. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-2 in the game. North hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Scott hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cusick hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ford moves to third. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross juggles the ball. That's an error on Gross. Ford scores. Bostock moves to third. Randall moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bostock scores. Randall scores. It's 5-1, Twins. Dave Justine now pitching. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justine spins and fires to second, with Picciolo covering, and has Cubbage trapped. There's the throw to Gross, who tags Cubbage for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Terrell takes first base on ball 4. Borgman moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan pinch hits for Jerry Tabb. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground for a single. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ford. The throw from Newman and he is out, Scott applying the tag. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cusick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 0-for-1 in the game. Mallory takes first base on ball 4. Rich McKinney pinch hits for Jeff Newman. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mallory moves to second. Tony Armas pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mallory moves to third. McKinney moves to second. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. North takes first base on ball 4. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Mitchell Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich McKinney now playing third base. Tony Armas now playing left field. Rodney Scott now playing shortstop. Larry Lintz now playing second base. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Randall hits a line drive into right field. Mallory settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cubbage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-3 in the game. Gross is hit by the pitch. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Baer now pitching. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Borgman hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Terrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-4 in the game. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-4 in the game. Heil hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-1, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cusick hits a fly ball into left field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mallory hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.